Speaker 1.
Just after I left drama school, I was making dinner for my boyfriend and another guy who we were working with in the theater, and I was going to make spaghetti bolognese, and I wanted some green peppers. And I didn't realize that there was a difference between green peppers and green chili peppers, and so I made the spaghetti bolognese, and I couldn't quite understand why my underneath my nails was burning so terribly, but I just kept washing my hands and ignored it. And then we sat down to eat, and Jeff, the friend who'd come, took one mouthful of the spaghetti bolognese before either of us did and fell out of his chair onto the floor. And I ended up throwing the whole thing into the trash. It was the most horrendous experience ever.
Speaker 2.
Sure. One particular one when I'd just bought a new oven and I'd invited some friends over and I was going to roast a piece of meat. And I put it in my new oven and turned it on and left it for an hour to cook. And when I opened the oven door, I'd realized that I'd put the broiler on, not the oven, so that the top of the meat was completely charred and underneath it was completely raw. So the meal was completely ruined. So I had to call for takeout.
Speaker 3.
Well, it didn't really involve cooking as such, but it was certainly a bad preparing food experience. My family, we went to Italy, and everybody in my family enjoyed the antipasti, the bruschetta, so I thought when I came home that I would reinvent this. You know, it's very simple. Basically, it's little pieces of bread with tomato sauce on top and garlic. And I'd asked an Italian waiter, and my Italian isn't very good, so I thought that I'd interpreted well what he'd said. However, you're supposed to rub the garlic on the bread, the sort of slightly toasted bread, just a little on one side. However, I went crazy and was rubbing for a minute on both sides of the bread, and I put the tomato sauce on and handed it to my family, and they all spat it out. It was inedible. I think we threw it away.